Next up is Bill Lippincott.
Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, distinguished members of the committee. I'm Bill Lippincott. I'm speaking to express my strong support for LD 1639. I'm speaking today as a citizen of Hamden, home of the closed, leaking Pine Tree landfill. I'm also the chair of Don't Waste Maine. Landfills are a precious resource, I was told by Evan Rickert, head of the State Planning Office in a 1999 Solid Waste Task Force I was a member of. Extremely difficult to locate because of political and environmental factors, expensive to build with long-term environmental consequences while the landfill is in operation and long after it is closed. The purpose of having a state-owned landfill is the ability to preserve the state's landfill capacity for Maine-generated waste. The state has a legal right to be able to exclude waste, such as out-of-state waste, that does not fit in with state policy. And respond to Representative Hanley, the state does have constitutional right, as Peter Blair explained, to do so. I'm just going to jump off my testimony to respond to a couple other things brought up when Paula Clark was speaking. In the bill that was passed in the last legislature, reentry, a carve out for one company is required to get down to 15% by 2022. We just heard that this current year, that's a year after they're warned they need to start reducing. It doesn't sound like they've had any luck yet. But in that law, there's a phrase something along the lines of, unless there's an unreasonable adverse effect on the company. So that's a very wide escape clause. That law was passed on the last day of the legislature, right before COVID closed the legislature down, with no input from stakeholders such as myself. In fact, we were not included after that bill got out of the ENR committee, even though we came up with the original bill. It got changed dramatically after it appears Re-Energy and Casella had some discussions. And I also want to say, in terms of Re-Energy's ability to get to this goal, 15%, which is not very demanding, we heard at the BEP hearing from Christy Petschy of the Conservation Law Foundation, what they're taking from Massachusetts is the dregs of demo debris. It's stuff almost impossible to recycle. And that's why they're having a very hard time getting anywhere near to a reasonable recycling rate. I'm probably going to use up the rest of my time my testimony is basically about two things, and if you look at my testimony, the lack of any suitable alternative that the state owns to Juniper Ridge, and current practices and past practices by Casella to game the system and fill their landfills as fast as they can. I'll send you my shortened version of that testimony, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. Are there any questions for Bill Lippincott? Yes, Senator Kearney.
So in the Judiciary Committee, bill sponsors are not permitted to ask questions of those who testify. Is it permitted in this committee?
I think we've allowed it in the past. Mike, is that Representative Tucker, your thoughts on that?
It's the discretion of the chair.
It's fine with me, Senator Kearney.
Thank you. Mr. Lippincott, thank you for providing testimony today. And I had a question for you about LD 401 in the 129th legislature. Was there ever a public hearing on the language that eventually became a statute that was passed on the day the legislature closed down due to the pandemic?
There was a public hearing in the committee, but I don't know that there was ever a public hearing before the whole legislature. I certainly didn't hear about it.
Could I ask a follow-up question, please?
Please.
I think I misspoke in my earlier question. The legislature as a whole wouldn't do a public hearing, but I'm curious about the hearing before the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. Was that on the original language in 401 or in the language that subsequently was enacted, if you know?
So yes, so at that hearing, which I attended, and Hillary Lister and Ed Spencer were there as well, the original bill was ours, and we came up with the language. And then there was another change in language introduced. So both those were discussed, and the committee voted in favor of the altered language. So I guess that was the public hearing. We didn't see that altered language, or certainly I didn't, before the day of the hearing. If we had, we certainly would have responded to it.
Thank you.
Are there additional questions? So Mr. Lippincott, I don't see a written testimony.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, I do. Actually, I do. I'm sorry. It's down below. There's two entries for you, but I do see the written testimony. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make sure I have it too.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Lippincott? Okay. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And next up is Molly Abamswin.